is Russian propaganda, and I think we need to treat it as such. What the Russians want to achieve in Ukraine is the destruction of an independent Ukrainian state. They want to subjugate Ukraine and make it part of Russia's sphere of influence. They've been pretty clear about that all along. That's what President Putin has been saying at every stage. And Britain and other European countries are trying to resist that. Now, I think the American actions of the last few weeks have been given real encouragement to Moscow and has enabled Russian ambassadors, like the one you spoke to be more cocky and confident than perhaps than they had been before. But also, the sad truth is that the change in American policy has tilted the strategic balance in Ukraine in Russia's favour. And we've got to do everything we can to keep Ukraine in the game. Maybe it's a badge of honour for the Russians to identify Britain as in the lead in this effort. But I don't think we should take literally what the Russians are saying. We should watch their behaviour. I think at some point the Americans will discover that the obstacle to peace in Ukraine isn't President Zelensky, isn't the Ukrainians, it's Russian ambitions. And then we'll see how President Trump and his administration respond.
We've been seeing a flurry of diplomatic activity over the course of the last few weeks, and there is major concern that we're also seeing a split in the transatlantic relations. I just want to get your take on just the current state of play.
Well, it has been turbulent the last few weeks. I think we've seen an approach by the United States administration that is unheard of, really, that in the United Nations they should be voting with Russia against their European allies on a matter of European security. I think we've seen them taking an approach towards the conflict in Ukraine where they're basically siding with the invader and putting pressure on the victim in that conflict. And this is obviously of great concern in Europe.
Do you view the Trump administration as an unreliable partner for now for Europe?
It's an unpredictable partner. I don't think they're at the stage where they're unreliable, but we need to carry on talking to them. I've spent 30-odd years working in the British government, and most of our biggest differences were with the Americans, whether it was over doctrine during the Cold War, whether it was over the wars in the Balkans, or how we pursued our interests on counterterrorism. There have always been transatlantic differences. They take a lot of communication to work through. This is of a slightly different order, I have to say. I think the scale of change that the Trump administration has brought about is something which I've not witnessed in my lifetime, and we have to rise to that challenge.
Is this a moment of reckoning for Europe, and do you think that it can step up?
Well, certainly Europe has been taking advantage of the level of US defence and security support that we've had, especially in the ongoing period since the end of the Cold War. And it's quite clear to me that we're going to have to step up the capacity of Europe to defend itself. I think we've started and made the first step of that in this country with the increase in defence spending from 2.3% to 2.5% of GDP. I'm not sure that's going to be enough. It's not just a question of replenishing existing arsenals that have been diminished or declined over the years or given to Ukraine. It's about learning the lessons from the battlefield of Ukraine and witnessing how the Israelis have turned the tables on their adversaries in the last 18 months since the Hamas atrocity.
And you think that we still have that approach here in Britain?
Well, the last 20 years has been geared around expeditionary warfare in Iraq, Afghanistan and so on. We need to gear ourselves back to territorial defence, defence of Europe, which means patrolling the North Atlantic, patrolling the skies above Northern Europe, and having the capacity to deploy armed forces into Central Europe. We do have the capacity to do that, for sure, but it requires a lot of investment to be the best and to be at that threshold where the Russians will really take us seriously.
What do you think the end game is here?
On what?
For Russia, for the United States.
I don't think there is an end game. I think there's an ongoing struggle for position and for national power. In a sense, what's changed is there are hints that the Americans are moving in the same direction as the Russians and Chinese of becoming an imperial power. of becoming focused on their own national territory, expanding their territory and their control of their own space, rather than projecting values and projecting ideas and projecting security to others. Now, that is an area of concern. I think what the Russians want to do is they want to recreate a sphere of influence which over the former Soviet space. They want an area of neutrality in what used to be the Warsaw Pact countries of Central Europe.
And what can Britain do in its current position?
Well, I think we can play a diplomatic role of helping the Americans understand the full scale of the implications of the route of the paths that they're on. I think we can play a very important role even outside the European Union as to galvanize a common European response. And we need to think through how we defend Europe with America being less reliable than it has been in the past.
Sir John, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.